to 65, welcome to a new chapter in your life where you'll have the energy and me time to enjoy family, friends, travel, whatever you want. But what about Medicare? It seems like someone tried to develop the most complex, opaque system to cover your medical needs as a senior. Good thing there's T65 and Beyond, your healthcare translator. And good thing this educational resource exists on the radio every week. Welcome to Medicare U. Here are your hosts, Andrea and Joe.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. Another session of Medicare U is here. So, hope you all are rested and their faces look nice and happy sitting at the desk. They're sharpened pencils.
Oh, yes.
We're going to get down to some business today.
I got my number two.
There you go. So how are you guys doing?
I'm great. How about you, Bob?
Doing well, thanks.
And happy Cheese Doodle Day.
Oh, had I only known, I would have brought you guys a
giant baggage. In orange.
Well,
Cheese Doodle shirt.
There you go. Think about that. There's a reason I had that shirt on today.
That way you can just wipe the yellow stuff off on your shirt and nobody will know.
There you go. Blend right in. Blend right in.
So. Way to celebrate, Joe. Oh, we love it. Well, what's going on today in your neck of the woods there, Joe?
Well, not a heck of a lot. I'm still trying to figure out if someone is Medicaid eligible.
I know.
The site has been out of operation for almost 4 weeks.
Seriously, I know it.
What?
Yeah. So there's no way to verify.
No.
And of course, it throws back to the client, to find an award letter.
Oh, right.
But, evidently, that's not the easiest thing in the world either.
No.
So, we go round and round.
Right. The other factor is they can also call Medicaid and get an awards letter sent to them. But good luck sitting on hold with the Medicare folks. I mean, the Medicaid folks. Medicare is good. But Medicaid is a very difficult to get a hold of.
It is. And your waiting times of 25 minutes.
Right.
It's crazy. At least put something in place where they'll call you back.
It's true. Yes.
Maybe do that. But, I'm finding here's a good example of how crazy things are. All right. My dad had an appointment with his dermatologist for tomorrow. I'm unable to take him. I have a commitment I just can't get away from.
Right.
So I arranged and I got him a ride through MVP.
Okay.
Which is good. But in the meantime, they're like, well, if he can't show up for the appointment, our next available is August 28th or something.
That's crazy.
I said, you mean to tell me between now and August 28th you have nothing? Nope, nothing at all. We're booked solid. Now.
Oh, come on.
I'm telling you. Could it be?
No.
I mean, everything you call is, is a wait. You know, I'm going to try physical therapy on my knee because it's been driving me crazy. So it took 5 weeks to get the appointment that I'm going to tomorrow.
Whoa.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's nuts.
And, and people say that, well, I had to wait 4 weeks to get a prior approval. Okay, so you wait 4 weeks for a prior approval, and then you can go to physical therapy. Now I've got to wait, 4 weeks before I can get in?
Right. It's crazy. So, but the dermatologist, that just blew me away.
Yes.
And I said, he's been a patient of you guys for almost 40 years. I mean, you can't, we're booked. So I'm finding it seems to be more and more of an issue.
Yes.
Some of the appointments, this is the time of year where I have to go in for some follow-up things every 6 months or once
right.
a year. So, and if you can't make the appointment, again, it's months out if you want to reschedule. So I just don't remember it being this crazy.
I agree.
Along with the phone menu.
When's
the last time you called a doctor and somebody answered live?
Exactly.
On the fourth ring.
And you didn't have to press 1 or 2 or 3 or 4 or I can't remember what I was supposed to do and then I've got to go back through the whole thing all over again.
Enter your date of birth. Enter your zip code.
Oh, yes.
Say your name. And sometimes they ask you twice before you get through. And then when the receptionist picks up, they ask you the same questions. So where's this information go when you're...
Right. What's the point of it?
So...
I also think that a lot of the doctor's offices now have centralized booking.
I think you're right, because it doesn't necessarily give you the name of the practice.
Okay.
It'll say Rochester Regional so-and-so.
Yes. Okay. So that is a Rochester Regional I'm sorry, I'm having a little senior moment, a Rochester regional dermatologist. So I was just going to thinking two steps ahead. So I should just think where I am right now. And that is, okay, they have centralized booking, okay, but try to find the exact phone number of the office is almost impossible.
Yeah, I don't think they have it anymore.
No.
A listing. Again, you go through a main switchboard.
Right.
And I'm willing to bet that U of R Strong is probably the same.
Yes, it is.
So,
especially
my little practice over in Honeyway Falls.
Yeah.
When you call them, they just answer Rochester Regional Health.
Yes.
Yes. That's what you get.
Centralized booking.
So I don't know if it's a good or bad thing. I'm just thinking, you know, a couple of years down the road, what's happening here?
Well, you need to have services. The private line.
You do. And, you know, I never heard of waiting months to see a doctor. What if you had some type of a skin condition that you're very, very concerned? Can you go to urgent care with that?
No. Well, you can, but what they're going to do is...
refer you to a dermatologist.
Either that or send you to the hospital.
Yeah. I think I told you guys my experience going to the ER. I think it was last fall.
Tell us again.
Well, I was having a gallbladder attack of some sort, I thought.
Oh.
So I went to the ER at Highland, went there at 9 o'clock, and there were, you know, I mean, it looked like St. Elsewhere. I mean, it was all this litter on the floor. People are screaming and crying, and it was a grim situation. And the lady was sitting next to me. She was in a wheelchair, and she kept on dropping her blanket, kept on having to pick it up for her.
Yeah.
She said that she had waited 12 hours.
Oh, geez.
So we waited until 4 in the morning.
Oh, geez.
That was seven and a half hours. And I said, this is ridiculous. I just go see my primary care facility when they open up.
Right.
And because they told me it was going to be at least another 8 hours of waiting.
For a possible gallbladder attack.
Right.
Oh, this, what is going on?
And they did take some pictures. They took some, you know, some imaging. And the imaging lady, that was about midnight, and she said, you're lucky you got in here. I was just about to go home.
Oh, thank you.
And there you go.
Inspiring.
And she probably overworked at that.
Oh, they're all hopelessly overworked. I mean, I felt bad for the staff. They were doing the best they could.
I know.
They didn't have enough docs.
Well,
so along with the MRI, here's a picture of Bob in pain.
Rip us a little more for us, Bob.
Well, what was the outcome? Did you have gallstones or?
No.
Great.
Well, I don't know. I think actually I did have one and I think I passed it.
Okay. All right.
That was a couple of weeks later.
Got it. You might want to look for a natural remedy for that. There are some natural remedies that you can find online. Involving some
single malt scotch.
Yeah.
That's the cure.
Yes, mixed with apple cider vinegar, okay, and some honey.
That's a great way to ruin a good whiskey.
I know, but you've got to get the right apple cider vinegar. There's a certain remedy, and I was having a gallbladder attack because I know where it is. And this was over Thanksgiving.
Right out of the rib cage there.
Yeah. And that's exactly where I was pointing again. Now, I was firmly believing over Thanksgiving that I am not going to an emergency room, nor am I going to urgent care. So
on Thanksgiving, can
yes,
you imagine?
Okay. So I did Dr. Google, and I came up with, all right, and I sent my husband to the store to get the supplies, the high-intensity apple cider vinegar that actually has the mother, which is the fermentation in it. You need to have apple juice, and you have to do half and half. And you got to keep drinking that until...
Half and half cream with that?
Yes.
Apple juice and apple cider vinegar.
Okay.
But it worked.
Yes, it worked. It worked. It actually took the pain away, and I was pain-free, and when I feel it coming on, I do that. Yep, I keep it.
Apple
jug.
Juice, apple cider vinegar, but high-intensity use.
Yeah, you've got to get some. That's the brand name, Bragg's. Bragg's makes an apple cider vinegar that has what's known as the mother in it, which is the fermentation. Mm-hmm. And it's the fermentation combined with the apples that actually does what it needs to do. Hmm. Yeah.
You sure that it isn't some, like, sick person who hates Americans that made this, concocted this?
Well, it worked on me, so
very good. And so you might be wondering, why are we talking about all of this?
Why are we talking about it?
We're here to talk about Medicare, but and maybe tell you people what you can expect sometimes.
Yes.
And, it's a great system. I think it's little by little falling apart. I think people should kind of, you know, be aware of what's going on. I mean,
healthcare or Medicare?
Right. Well, both. And, let's give our number real quick, and then I got a comment to make.
Yes, of course. We are T65 and beyond. Okay. We work with under 65 and over 65 individuals, making sure that they're in the right healthcare plan. And it's all individualized. We don't charge for our services. You can reach us at 585-485-0328. 585-485-0328, and then we'll get into some interesting stuff. What do you got, Joe?
Well, I had a phone call from someone. It's a second call. Her husband, I don't know if he's going to end up in a nursing home for a while, suffering a stroke. So it's a long rehabilitative process for him.
Yes.
So, I suggested I have a plan that may work, especially to take care of those physical therapy costs.
Right.
So we had a long chat, and she was referred. So after that, she said, okay, we'll get together mid-month, and sounds good. 2 minutes later, she called me back, and she said, do you represent a company, which is the plan that I kind of suggested.
Exactly.
I said, no, I'm a broker at T65.
Yeah.
And we offer many different plans.
Yeah.
I said, this is the one that came to mind for your circumstances, but when we get together, I'll happily show you what else we have and what we can offer.
Right.
So she said, well, good, because I was told that if you were a company that, you would force me into something or make me sign it. And I said, no, I would never make you sign anything. And it's an advantage that we have that we are brokers, that we can offer you more than one plan.
Well, I'm delighted to hear that your client is so savvy.
Yes, isn't that was a very
great question.
Yes, great callback. So whether she may have been talking to somebody or dawned on it herself, geez, I wonder. Or it could be somebody that has been pitched
exactly
by insurance companies.
That too. That
or maybe too. Somebody who listens to the show.
Could be. Now, I had a situation I'm going to call them out, is Blue Cross Blue Shield, okay? They have individuals who are under 65 within their plans, okay, which they're great plans, So people are in them. And then what they do is they call them on their, 3 months prior to their 65th birthday and try to get them enrolled in Medicare, one of their plans. Now, I'm going to send a little blurb on to,
well, they have something going for them that the others don't, and it's a great name recognition because, I don't know, I'm just going to throw a number out, tell me if I'm way off base, probably 80% of people in Monroe County are Excellus customers right now.
Absolutely.
And some think maybe that's all the only insurance company there is.
That is true.
And it's just, hey, if I had them for this, I've got to roll into it with my Medicare.
Right.
So they can take advantage of that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when they call these people, do they really go in depth like we do?
No.
As far as who are your doctors or, what type of meds or anything?
No. No, they don't. Well, I'm not concerned about the doctor base in Rochester because, you want to get paid in this marketplace. You're going to align yourself with Excellus. However, that person doesn't know anything else. And I do have people that are brand loyal, and I do tell them that all insurance plans run just basically the same, that they are Medicare watched, or monitored to make sure that they're doing what they're supposed to be doing. So they really think that they're under 65 plan that is with that company actually talks with the over 65 plan with that same company, which they don't.
Correct.
They don't speak.
They don't have nothing to do with each other.
Right.
And now, I just here's another thing. At what level? Because they offer a lot of good plans.
They do.
Ranging from zero cost to, I don't know, what's the most expensive?
$250.
Okay. So how do they determine which one's for you?
I don't know.
So there's a lot more to it, guys. And that's why we suggest if you give us a call, okay, it's good to talk about what your future plans might be and some
right.
of the different options that you have. Do you travel? Are you going to stay local?
Yes.
You know, or do you have issues? So I don't know. I think it's very important that you should really meet with someone. This isn't something you can just go in and sign up.
No.
Because you won't know. I mean, we got customers that we've spent time with and signed up, and they don't even know what they have.
That's true.
Because they don't bother to look at the policy afterwards.
No, and they forget what we say.
Yes. So if you're just going in cold over the phone.
I know.
You know. And our service, there's no cost, folks.
No,
not
there is
at all.
Not.
You know, come in. I think it's wise. All you people born in 1959, you're going to turn 65 this year. It's your
That's
lucky
right.
year. And, you know, and it's not something where you're just going to flip a switch and say, okay, I'm retiring and here I am.
Right.
And this warm weather is reminding me, okay, if you're sitting in your office,
yes.
you might be saying, hey, you know what? I think this summer I don't want to work. I think I'm all done. I'm going to retire. Well, now's the time you have to plan for it.
Exactly, because you want to be out by May 31st. So June 1st, you can enjoy the great weather in upstate New York.
Yes. And
yeah, right?
Say that with a smile.
Oh,
although
this
has been great weather.
I know.
What a winter.
I know it. It's wonderful. I'm mm-hmm. not complaining. Even with a little bit of cold that we get, I can take it.
Absolutely. But we haven't had it sub-zero and the blowing winds.
No.
Well, we had the wind chills.
Right.
10 below.
Well, I stayed inside. I didn't even notice.
I had to go to the airport and get my wife.
All right.
Coming back from Vegas.
Did she win?
No, it was a trade show.
Oh.
Oh. There's no time for.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, going to Vegas it could be Newark, New Jersey.
Yes,
it doesn't
exactly.
make any difference.
You only see the inside of your hotel.
That's it. My daughter was in Orlando last week.
Oh, was she really?
For 3 days. I'm trying to catch some sun. It's all business.
Yes.
You know, we wrap up at 6.
I know.
And back then, you know, so.
Yeah, that's the way it was for me traveling with pharmaceutical companies and the other companies I worked for. There was no leisure time.
No. You said if we're lucky during lunch, I'll step outside.
Exactly.
And walk around a little bit.
Yeah, because heaven forbid you leave salespeople unattended without anything to do because you know we're going to get into trouble. That's good. What the joke was.
No, it's true. And many years ago, I worked for Hertz.
Right.
And so they said, we're going to have a big meeting. They sent us in groups to Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
For 10, I think it was 8 days. It was a long time.
Yeah.
We were there. It was wonderful. Great accommodations. And we got a car. You could drive around Chicago and do
yes.
what you want to do. But it was really an intense class. But we made friends with the instructor, who was really an amazing woman. And, you know, she started hanging out with a few of us at the bar.
Right.
You know, and she said, well, we normally don't do this.
Yeah.
You know. But anyway, we went out with her almost every night. She knew her way around Chicago and a great blues singer at that.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, went up to the piano player and was belting out
wow.
the summertime.
Wow.
Just amazing. And that made me want to become a trainer. I thought, how cool is this? But I.
Well, can you play the piano and sing, though?
No, but it's the accordion.
I didn't have the accordion with me in Chicago to prove myself.
Exactly.
But you're right. Left to your own devices when you're in a different city. And every now and then, you'd get people at, hey, lunch, we're back from lunch and half the
yes.
crowd's missing.
Oh, exactly. Yeah. Well, we had incidents where the golf carts were taken out and driven around on the course overnight until like 2-3 o'clock in the morning.
There you go. So
Animal House.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
But, Medicare people don't do things like that.
No, no. You know, what we're talking about is Medicare, and what I want to let everybody know that we talked about the Affordable Care Act, and we talked about the Inflation Reduction Act, okay? We mentioned earlier this year that the Inflation Reduction Act is going to reduce the cost of 10 medications in 2026. But they've got to do their negotiations in 2024. Okay. Here's where we are to date. Okay. In February, the federal government, okay, Kamala and Joe Biden have entered into negotiations with the 10 companies. So they sent in their paperwork to the 10 companies. Well, the 10 companies have responded with a counteroffer. I can't wait to see what those counteroffers were. I can't find any documentation on what the offer, original offer was for the 10. That's very hush-hush.
Of course.
Why isn't there transparency?
Before we go to break, a quick question, Bob, you mind, would that fall under FOIA, Freedom of Information?
I think that's pretty much governmental, right?
Yes.
But I guess Medicare is governmental.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if...
Yeah, I guess you could file a FOIA.
Just curious to see.
Right.
Because...
You're hoping to get, like, straight answers. That's right. Entirely different issue.
As wonderful as it sounds, the promises, there's going to be a big... what's the word I'm looking for? Not a catch, but there's going to be a big...
There will be.
A lot of negativity to it, I would imagine, if we want to have a better word. So.
Yeah, we'll get into more of that as we move forward, but Joe is absolutely right. So, you know, that's something to watch, and we don't want to be fear-mongers, and we'll talk about that too, you know. What's sensible and what's not sensible, and what we should be really, what's real and what's not.
Mm-hmm.
And this is not pushing grandma off the cliff.
No, no, we gave that up.
Yes.
Well, they gave it up.
They gave it up, yes. So give our number out one more time, Andrea, and we'll go to break.
All righty. That is 585-485-0328. 585-485-0328.
Well, there you go. Before we go to break, let's do our first Stump the Joe. We're just going to lob an easy one right over the plate at Joe.
Oh, it's the Jive 5. My True Story.
Yeah.
1961. Good song.
Yeah, it is. Is this on your jukebox?
No, but you know what? It should be. The Jive 5.
Yeah. Quinn uses this when there's whining politicians crying.
Very good.
All right, more to come here on Medicare U on the WYSL stations, 92.1 FM, 95.5 FM West, AM 1040. Thanks for joining us.
Introducing a sobering and unavoidable truth. The latest advancements in artificial intelligence have made cyber attacks easier than ever before. Cyber criminals are relentlessly targeting your business right now, seeking the tiniest opening in your defenses to drain your accounts and steal sensitive data. Your finances and your customers' trust are on the line. Call the experts at Simple Tech Innovations now at 585-999-TECH to secure your business today. Don't wait until it's too late. Make the call today, 585-999-TECH.
Inside the Taylor Laboratories.
Hey, Tony, what you doing?
A little experiment, Zach. Look what I have under the microscope.
Ugh, what's that?
A sample of indoor air.
How can it be that dirty? Don't AC and furnace filters help?
Only with dust, Zach. But when Taylor installs a whole house APCO air purifier to detox the air, odors, chemicals, mold, bacteria, and viruses are removed.
For clean indoor air.
Yep, ain't science awesome?
Call Taylor 500-HELP.
Are you looking to update the kitchen, bath, or flooring in your home? Whether it's cabinetry, carpeting, hardwood flooring, tile, or kitchen and bathroom remodeling, Claridge Design Center in Chi-Lai Paul Plaza is the place to start. At Claridge, the visions and ideas you have for your home are developed with the experienced Claridge designers to make your dream project a reality. And the quality of service you receive at Claridge is second to none. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call Claridge at 889-5800 or visit their website, Claridge.com. MarriageDesignCenter.com.
The Livingston County Department of Health needs volunteers for the Medical Reserve Corps. If you're an active or retired licensed healthcare professional or just a community member who wants to help, we need you. Put your skill and energy to work improving emergency response. Free education and training provided. Work with peers in critical settings. Make a difference in your community. Google the Livingston County Department of Health and email us, including MRC in the subject line, or call 243-7524.
Tutti e piede sono belle. That means all feet are beautiful. Andreas Foot Care makes house calls with advanced foot care services to reveal the beauty of your feet. Call 585-381-4297. Yes, we make house calls, so call 585-381-4297. Our website is andreasfootcare.com.
WYSL. The all-new WYSL1040.com. Proudly brought to you by Batavia Downs.
Batavia Downs with more, lots more.
Medicare U on the WYSL stations.
All right, Joe got me last time. Let's see if he can identify this one.
Yes, it's Let's Go, Let's Go, Let's Go by Mr. Hank Ballard. On Kane Records.
And as a bonus, he hits the vocal.
There you go.
Almost like you're an oldie DJ kind of guy.
There you go. I've heard these songs before. Little note to Hank Ballard. What did he do? Not credited for, really.
The Twist.
That's right. Recorded The Twist. So Chubby Checker heard the record.
Yeah.
And did his own version. And that became the hit. But this poor guy wrote the song. So.
Wow.
Did he come up with the wacky dance, too?
The wacky dance.
So, Hank Ballard. And I love Finger Popping Time.
Yes.
That's a good jukebox record.
Is that right?
Yes.
Oh, we'll have to listen to that one.
So, if it wasn't so fresh in my memory, Bob would put it on.
But anyway. That's true.
We got the hits.
Get that in 2 seconds.
Medicare you.
So, we do have the hits. And, you know, you brought up something. So, as far as they're also telling people how to sign up for Medicare.
Yes.
And let's do a real quick review. What's the process once you turn 65? What are you required to do or not required to do?
Okay. I think that's fair enough.
I'm 65 and I'm not going to retire. Do I still have to sign up for Part A?
Well, that all depends, Joe, because in Joe's case, Joe has just expressed the fact that he's turning 65. He's not going to stop working. He's going to continue to work with his company that employs more than 20 people. And so I would ask him, Joe, are you on a plan, a health care plan that provides health care savings money for you? And do you contribute or accept money from your company?
And I'll tell you, yes, I do.
Okay. Well, I would advise Joe not to sign up for Part A, and he certainly wouldn't want to enroll in Part B. So the answer for Joe in this instance would be to not do anything, and he would not get a penalty because he is with a company and he's continuing to work for a company that employs over 20 people. That's the base. You don't need to do anything if you're going to continue to work for an employer that offers you insurance, okay, that employ more than 20 people. Now, you'll hear from a lot of people that you must do something or get a fine.
Right. That was my next point. People are under the assumption if they don't sign up for Part A, they could be penalized.
That's true. And if you were working for a company that employed under 20 people, or if you were an owner of a company that employed less than 20 people, then you would have to, okay, sign up for Medicare. And I would ask Joe, as an owner of that company that employed only 18 people. Can't you go find two other employees?
And bring them on board, yes.
Exactly. Okay.
Save some money there.
Exactly. And he could, if he did, he could stay on the company plan. But in those situations, a lot of times those employees are very transient. So they may not stay a full year, and they may not be full-time equivalent. So you have to be very careful with that. So if you're sitting on the border, you know, please, you know, advise, come talk to us before you proceed ahead, all right? But now, Joe, you know, the big thing is that in the past, people did say, you know, go sign up for Medicare Part A, and then you don't need to sign up for Part B until you decide to take Part B.
That's a possibility.
That is true.
I mean, you can.
You can.
But don't feel stressed that you have to.
That's right.
If it's not in your plan to do anything.
That's right.
Some other advice, too. People are continuing to work.
Yes.
Okay? But they're paying $1,200 a month for their health insurance.
Agreed.
A good alternative to that is you may want to consider signing up for Part A and Part B.
Yes.
And get yourself an Advantage plan. You'll save yourself a lot of money on insurance.
True.
Now, what you got to be careful of is if you have a spouse.
Exactly.
And family, okay? Because what's going to happen is if you opt out of your employer's plan, okay, your spouse would have to get some type of insurance.
Right.
And they would go through the exchange.
Or you could ask your company, and if the company deems that it's possible for them to enroll and be on the company plan, then yes, they can do that. But there's not that many kind-hearted companies these days.
No, and you know what? I'm thinking if you're paying $1,000 a month,
yes,
your spouse will have to pay that.
Exactly.
So you're not really saving anything.
No.
So, but these are a lot of things to consider.
Exactly.
And, you know, and some people are amazed. They're like, wow, so I could get Medicare and still work. Yes, you can.
Yes.
You know, and in some cases, it could save you a ton of money.
Absolutely. And it also can actually give you the mental peace of mind that you're not working for health care.
Absolutely.
And the
way it works is you get billed quarterly.
Yes.
From Medicare. So if you do decide, I'm still going to work, but I do want to go on Medicare, it's a possibility. And they bill you quarterly for your Part B.
Right.
And I'm assuming if you're still working, you're probably in reasonably good health.
Right.
A nice Advantage plan would help you.
Exactly.
And take care of most of your needs, including your drug plan.
Absolutely. And if you're working, there's probably no need to take your Social Security. So instead of taking the Part B out of your Social Security, that's why you would be billed quarterly for it.
Absolutely. And then, you know, I mean, you could opt out, say, I'm not going to draw from Social Security till age 70.
Right.
But you could certainly take care of the Medicare.
Exactly.
End of it. So, but again, a lot of people don't know this, and that's why we urge you, please give us a call.
Yes.
I'll be happy to look over your situation, and I can't stress to you enough. Now, if you're turning 65 and it is in your plan to retire or it's in your plan to go on to Medicare, a good 90 days heads up is recommended.
Yes.
Because it may take that long for everything to process.
Right.
And get you started. So you are eligible the first 3 months prior to turning 65,
mm-hmm.
the month you turn 65.
That's right.
And 3 months after you turn 65.
That's right.
So you've got that window. All right. Most people choose, you know, if your birthday's on June the 10th, you probably want to start up June 1st.
Exactly.
And you can do that.
Yeah.
Or you can stretch it out to July. But the month that you turn 65, you would be eligible for the first day of that month.
Absolutely.
If you're signed up.
Yeah. And why not? If you find, and we can do the analysis, it's very easy. Just bring in your health care plan. Let us know how much you're paying on a monthly basis for that health care. We'll talk to you about what your health care plan is like so that we can also do a direct comparison on what it would be like for you to be on a Medicare Advantage plan versus your current health care plan so that you can make a logical and economic decision. I actually had a client in my office talking about that because his spouse was older than he was, and she was turning 65 this year. He had two more years before he turned 65. So he wanted to know, if it would be less expensive to have her on Medicare with her own health care plan and versus being on the company plan. So when I outlined what the cost would be, and I said, is that what's your individual price going to be for your plan? He said, it's going to be cheaper for my wife to carry her own health care. So, yes, in that case, it did work.
So it's,
yeah.
Didn't cost him anything to find it out from you. And
exactly.
So, again, Bob, as you so eloquently put it in the beginning of our show, with the music kicks on, it's a very complicated system. Your exact wordage, you couldn't devise a more complicated.
You'd be hard pressed to come up with something more Byzantine than this. It is crazy. You don't, as we've said frequently here on the show, not only do you not have the answers, you don't know the questions. And that's when you're really in the woods.
That's true. Yeah. When you don't know what to ask, you will not get any answer.
And I love when I talk to people and you start to tell them stuff and then lights go off. You know,
I know. Isn't that great?
I didn't know that or I wasn't told.
Exactly.
And that's why we're
Well, how would you
this.
Know?
Right. You wouldn't. And that's huge right there. The questions to ask.
Exactly.
And if you're at the mercy of somebody that calls you on the phone, says, hey, you're turning 65, let's get you set up. You don't even know what you're signing up for.
No.
And if it's advantageous to you or not.
And you don't know what to ask.
Very dangerous.
You don't know what to ask, and that's the bad part because they're not offering up the information. They're not telling you the full story. That's what bothers me.
I know. You think they'd be a little bit more open. I think the crazy thing is a lot of confusion with the Part D.
Yes, it is.
Penalty. And you'll find a lot of people, when they bring that up, it's because they had a bad experience either through a parent or a friend or a neighbor that experienced.
Heard about that.
Yes. So that's a common question that I get.
It is, because when you leave your employer group health plan, yes, you have 8 months to sign up for your Medicare Part B, okay? A and B can start 8 months after, but you have 63 days and from the end of your employer group health care plan to pick up a Part D plan for your drugs. If you don't, you're going to get fined. Now, it's going to be a minimal fine. And I had a woman in my office on Friday. Did the same thing. Came out to be 30 cents.
She's lucky.
Right.
Because sometimes people, it's 5, 6, 7 years later.
Exactly.
When they realize, I didn't know I needed that.
I know it. And these individuals who do have these high penalties for their drug plans were doing this, they've said, well, I didn't pick a plan with a drug plan because I didn't want to spend extra money.
Yeah, I don't have any prescriptions.
Right. And I didn't want to take more than what I needed, so I didn't buy one with a Medicare drug plan. So I thought I would pick it up when I needed it.
Mm-hmm.
They were never explained.
No, and what they're thinking does make sense
it
in a
does.
Way. But no, there's catches in there.
And I have actually written appeals for individuals who actually have said that to me, and they've come back denied that they will not be forgiven that.
No, they will not. It won't be appealed.
No.
It's like the court that gives you speeding tickets when you drive by construction sites.
Oh, it will not be appealed.
There is no way out of that.
That's a cash cow.
That is. It is. So, so these are all things. If you give us a call,
yeah,
we're happy to sit down with you, book an appointment, and it doesn't take much time. It's really painless.
It'll
almost be like you're sitting with us on the show.
It is. It's really fun. I actually had a woman in my office who had called in and said, I've got to come in and talk to you about this. I said, oh, great. We'll have a good time. And she's like, really? I'm like, oh, yeah. I said, wait till you see what we're going to do. I said, it'll actually be fun. You'll actually be surprised how much you do know, and I'm going to confirm some things for you. And there'll be some pieces that are just going to, you know, the light bulb will come off, it go on, and you'll be going, that's my aha moment.
Mm-hmm.
So please,
we love that.
Yeah, give us a call. It's 585-485-0328. 585-485-0328.
And if you stop by today, you can help yourself to the cheese doodles.
That's right, because it's cheese doodle day.
Is Eileen still on vacation?
She is. She is due back on the 7th.
Wow.
Which is tomorrow, right?
No, two more days.
Two more days. Okay.
I had to stop and think March 7th is 2 weeks away or something. No, it's here.
I know. Isn't that something? I do have to tell you a little blurb from the Wall Street Journal over the weekend. It comes out of New York City. All right. And somebody might hear this, and I want to dispel some beliefs here. Now, in New York City, New York Presbyterian Hospital is sent out letters and is sent out emails to people who have United Healthcare and Aetna plans that they will be in renegotiations and some doctors will not be in network in the future. Okay, now that is under 65 only. Under 65, not over 65. Okay. What has happened is this, all right? I'm going to liken this to you going to work one day and then you finding the payroll report and you find out your coworkers are making more money than you are. So they're.
Okay.
All right. So what happened was there was a report that was provided to hospitals, and New York Presbyterian found out that United and Aetna were reimbursing other hospitals at a higher rate. So what do you think they decided to do? Yes, we sent out some memos saying there you're going to lose your doctor because we're going to go into renegotiations. We're opening up the contract and we may boot them out and you will be out of luck. So that people in New York are getting panicked.
Well, rightfully so. And, you know,
this is only New York City, right?
New York City, okay. Yes.
But, you know, these hospitals. Look, we have a couple of carriers that are only working with one half of the network in Rochester.
Yes.
Because they can't come to terms.
That's right.
With the other half.
That's right,
and,
Joe.
It's kind of nuts.
It is.
I mean, how much more does the network that's refusing to accept, what are they looking for?
I have no idea. I have no idea. There's no transparency there for the average person to find out what these rates are that they're getting reimbursed.
I mean, maybe I'm being naive to liken it to this, but I used to say if you came in to buy a brand new car, okay, I own it for the same amount of money that Bob's dealership owns it for and your dealership.
Yeah.
Okay? So it's what is my profit margin or what am I looking to do?
Right? Yes.
So you would think, you know, the hospitals are kind of like that.
You would think. You would think, you know, I don't know how they work, the inner workings of a hospital, the inner workings of these carriers. I don't know, okay? Now, for 2025, there's been some talk that the reimbursement rates for Medicare Advantage plans for the carriers that own and operate Medicare Advantage plans, the rates are going to be cut 0.2%. Now, 0.2% is probably statistically insignificant, but when it's on a great amount of money, it could produce some negative effects on the policies that are going to be written in 2025. Nobody likes to take a decrease.
No, so, and they'll fight it.
Yes. My concern is that we may see a few things raise. If it's not the doctor visit, maybe it will be something else. Maybe instead of not having a copay on your primary care, you now have a copay on your primary care.
I'm, you know, again, this Inflation Reduction Act, and a lot of this stems from that you're not going to pay over $2,000 a year for prescriptions.
Yes.
So maybe this is their way of, you know, chipping away at some of these plans to keep the cost effective.
Yes.
Because, like I said, I don't know, could it be the day of the zero premium Advantage plan is over with?
It could
because
very well
of the drug portion that they need to carry?
Right.
So, and nobody has a straight answer on that.
No, they don't.
And, you know, before we go to break, I'm going to bring this up one more time because this drives me nuts. a while back we talked about what percentage of the country spends in excess of $2,000 a month for prescriptions.
Oh.
It was 25% or less?
It was less than that.
Oh, okay. So let's say, for the sake of argument, 75%. We'll leave it at that.
Yes.
Okay? Are paying more. 75% are not, and they're happy.
Right.
With their premium. Now, in order to take care of the 25%,
yes,
the 75% are going to take a giant increase.
Exactly.
To absorb that cost.
Uh-huh.
Does that sound fair?
No, not particularly, but you never know. You might be a member of that club before you know it.
And, you know, now if you think about it, they always come up with idiotic solutions for everything. So why not extend one more branch up for that 25%? We're going to do this for you.
Right.
And exactly. Leave everybody else alone.
Exactly. Design a plan that specifically speaks to those individuals.
Right. And, you know, let them absorb some of the increase. It's just not fair to spread it across the board like that. Now, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it's going to say, oh, my God, that only affected these plans by $1 or $2.
Right.
I don't think so. But
then again, we're in the country where we're paying off everybody else's college educations.
Oh, I know.
Most of whom are high earners and, you know, in wealthy families.
And not to mention what we're doing with the illegal immigrants that are here and the money that they're getting.
And they do. I'm certified on the New York State Healthcare Exchange, and I was trained on how to sign up people for Medicaid that were immigrants and how to get them enrolled in Medicaid because there's no documentation needed. There's no questions
but
asked.
But they're illegal.
I know. I know.
They talk about the criminal rate of people coming across the border. The criminal rate of people coming across the border is 100% because they're all here illegally. They've already broken the law.
Channel 10 ran a story real quick before break. I couldn't quite understand it. It's called a DR. But it showed this woman taking care of her 41-year-old daughter. And like a designated, responsible for her.
Representative.
And so on. Yes. And I don't think they get paid to be that. But something the state has to fund this program.
Okay.
And they kicked it out of the budget.
Okay.
Because we can't afford it. It's such a popular plan that we can no longer afford to do this. Now, why do you think they're cutting the budget for stuff like this? Okay. It's an example of you, Mr. Citizen, Mrs. Citizen.
Right.
That we don't have money to take care of your needs because
right.
We're taking care of non-citizen needs. This has got to stop.
I know. And what about the ads that you see on TV now that are running that, well, we've got to increase the Medicaid reimbursement rates at hospitals because hospitals are now shutting down. Well, we're giving out free health care. Couldn't we, if we've got that money, can't we fund hospitals?
You would think.
I know. And now we've got Trump's money. Okay.
Right. It's $450 million out of fund
right.
Something in this state for a few weeks.
Oh, geez. I know.
On that note, let's take a break. We'll be right back.
All right. Let's see if we can stump the Joe with...
Oh, Andrea, you're going to love it. Here comes summer.
Here comes summer.
Jerry Keller.
School is out. See, I told you, folks, he's knocking him out of the park today.
You're in my wheelhouse with this. So, great song.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of apropos this day of 70 degrees and sunshine in early March where we're playing the hits and educating you on Medicare U on the WISL stations.
Flat top curl, it's summer. Debunking advertising from the law office of Christopher Johnson. One ad some injury attorneys inundate you with, what's your case worth? Call us and find out. You know, nobody can tell you, quote, what your case is worth over the phone. Nobody knows. The ultimate answer to, quote, what your case is worth involves weeks or months of research, evaluation, and preparation. Many factors go into any compensation you might get, like applicable law, who's actually at fault, how much insurance coverage there is, and many, many other factors. At the Law Office of Christopher Johnson, the singular focus is getting your life back on track after an accident or injury. That takes money, and it helps when the advice and legal advice you get has a one-on-one focus informed by straight talk. Christopher Johnson Attorney, car, truck, motorcycle accidents, personal injury, and DWI defense. Call 585-415-3803. 585-415-3803.
Hi, I'm Steve Tasker. Over the years, my wife Sarah and I have supported Heritage Christian Services and the work that they do to advance an inclusive and equitable community. Heritage Christian Services and their staff support people with intellectual and developmental disabilities by offering meaningful and diverse experiences. Like us, they believe that people are entitled to dignity, respect, equity, and justice, and that belief is reflected in all that they do. While disability services are what they were founded on, their work extends to offer life-enriching opportunities for people throughout the community through therapeutic writing, health and wellness services, and child care, and more. Now more than ever, Heritage Christian Services needs your support to continue their work. Consider becoming a friend to Heritage Christian like Sarah and I did almost 20 years ago. You can choose to volunteer, share their job opportunities, or make a donation. To learn more, visit heritagechristianservices.org. That's heritagechristianservices.org.
The Livingston County Department of Health reminds you and your family, be sure you're prepared for emergencies by creating your own at-home emergency response plan. Prepare a kit including non-perishable food, water, flashlight, radio, batteries, blankets, and medications to supply you and your family for at least 2 weeks. Place these supplies in a secure place in your home. For more information on emergency preparedness, call the Livingston County Department of Health at 243-7299.
Medicare U on the WYSL stations.
Well, let's see. I've got a goose egg so far today on this show. Let's see if we can stump Joe with...
If you lose me, you'll lose a good thing.
Oh, my God. I can't believe it. Bye.
Barbara... I got the first name right? Barbara?
Yep.
You lose a good thing. Knight? Or Lee?
Lynn.
Barbara Lynn.
Barbara Lynn, yeah.
It's a good song, 1962.
Yeah, it's a great one. That's her on
lead. I thought he was going to get me with that one.
Lead guitar she's playing, too. There's a great YouTube video. She's got, I think it was shot like maybe, you know, like 5 years ago. She's obviously in her 80s. And she's up there still playing that lead and still singing.
Wow. Very, very good song.
I always wished I was musically inclined.
Good choice there, Bob.
Yeah, good song.
Beautiful
voice.
And
I'm so proud. I knocked all three of them out of the park.
Did?
What do you think of that?
You did.
Still got one more.
He's okay, I got to beware of that.
Still got one more.
Beware of that. So, how about our phone number, Andrea?
Sure. It is 585-485-0328. 585-485-0328. Now, Joe, you mentioned something earlier that reducing benefits, okay,
yes,
that we could potentially see in the future. Well, interesting enough, okay, there has been a study from, comparing value-added benefits, okay. Now, those value-added benefits are dental, vision, hearing. There might be OTC products that are attached to that, okay. So, in looking at the plans from 21 to 22, okay, there actually was an increase in the average benefits, okay? The total benefits were about $20 per member per month additional, okay?
We made great strides in the last few years.
Yes.
They were kind of read the public on the need for dental,
yes,
vision and hearing, and you think that might get the axe first.
Well, listen to this. From 2023 to 2024, they grew $3. So where do you think they're going to be tightening up? You're absolutely right. You got it, Joe.
After all this, you are a great advocate to try and tell these companies this is what we need. I think they listened to a degree.
Yeah.
And, so now we might be taking steps backwards.
I think so.
And
I really do. I think we're going to see that, you know, there'll be optional benefits. They're not going to be everything. You get $1,000. Do you want to use it on dental? Do you want to use it on vision? Or do you want to use it on hearing?
They may do that. Or they might just eliminate it all and put a rider.
Exactly.
If you want it,
you have to purchase
it. It's another $17 a month.
But your premium's going to be zero. Yes.
Well, there are a few plans.
There you go.
With a zero premium, but a rider for dental,
exactly.
You pay
all
extra.
Right. Maybe your zero premium plan, Joe, is going to be designed with higher copays. And maybe your zero premium plan is going to have a limited pharmacy in its drug plan. And you can purchase the riders that go along with it so that you have a plan designed just for you.
So everything will be a la carte.
That's right.
Not good, I don't think.
You know?
But you know.
How many people will be misled by that with the zero premium?
Quite a few people. It's zero premium, but you got to pay for this or that.
Right.
You know, lunch is free. Coffee's $5.
Yes.
Water, $3.
Exactly.
And if you want a plate, it's $10.
Right.
So, they do stuff like that. Think about it. If you wanted to maybe not raise the premium, but you wanted to change the copays, I don't know. And this, just a thought. Let's say that. What's the average primary care cost? $10 usually the copay?
Yeah.
All right. So let's say they made your PCP $25.
Right.
And a specialist $60.
Right. Is that going to deter you?
Those two things. No, but I'm wondering, would that make a difference to the insurance companies? I wonder, you know, those copays.
Right. And I would increase the copays on utilization. I would check where the utilization actually is. And that's where it is. It's on doctor visits, whether it's a primary care or a specialist. It's going to be on blood work. So goodbye to zero cost on blood work.
Even if you throw a $10 bill on that.
That's right.
So there's a lot of things that kind of creep up.
Yes.
And you don't notice until you're going to the doctor three times a month.
Exactly. Exactly.
Just heard the bell go off here, class.
Oh, yes.
This is the Tremolos.
Wrong.
No, she lets her hair down. Now, the Happenings.
Nope.
Oh, my goodness.
You're close. But, you know, horseshoes and hand grenades here, Big Joe. Yeah.
Early in the morning.
She lets her hair down.
Not the Tokens.
The Tokens,
oh,
you got it.
Wow, all right.
You got it. All right, folks. A shutout. I don't think that's ever happened on Medicare. Oh, my God. Oh, I feel the shame. See you next week.